Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Well, today I want to speak to you about something that's been on my mind over the last few weeks. It's just been on my mind because who knows that? Who knows the term? We know it in Victoria, the double donuts. We should have had donuts out today, shouldn't we? But double donuts. Today is 30 days in Victoria with no new COVID cases and no COVID-related deaths. This is so exciting. You know, things are starting to change. They're starting to get better. And so the topic I want to talk to you about today is kind of an interesting one, seeing as we are at the point where we're seeing things change. And it's really something that I've actually seen. I've been a little surprised to see, even it's been a challenge in my own life. And I am somebody who just loves to come into the house of God. But it's been a challenge in my own life. And as I've spoken to others, they've also found the same thing, that there's a little bit of a challenge, no matter what your personality type. And the challenge is the struggle now, after we've been waiting for all this time to get some of our freedoms back, is to actually fully embrace all the freedoms that we've received and that we are receiving. You find people still hesitant. Now, I understand that there are all kinds of reasons for that. There are legitimate reasons for that. But inside of us, it's almost like this resistance has built against some of the things that we're actually longing for. I was thinking about it. You know, the freedoms, all these things that we were looking forward to, walking freely down the streets. Doesn't it sound so simple? Walking freely down the streets, seeing friends, driving wherever you want to go and as far as you want to go, interacting with others, being able to embrace those that you love, the people in your world that you love, going to church like we are today and seeing your friends. Yes. Hanging out for a coffee, although it may be a brief one today. But hanging out for a coffee, worshiping together, wasn't that just incredible? That's the thing I've missed the most, I'd say, is worshiping together. It's been the stuff that our dreams have been made of. And yet, as I said before, there's almost been like I find in people and even sometimes within myself, a strange resistance of events against stepping fully into it in case I step over a line, in case I do something that I really shouldn't do. And then we've got really cautious guidelines, and yet I'm still finding there's just a hesitation of stepping back in again. And as I thought about it, I thought, you know what? I don't think this happened so much during the first lockdown. See, the first lockdown, we went, wow, okay, heads down, we can do this. This is temporary. We'll do it. We went through the first lockdown. We came out the other side. They went, that's okay. We bounced back out and straight into life again. But this second lockdown, who knows, sometimes the enemy just loves to hit you with a second hit. You know, you think that you've come through the first hit and then he comes and whacks you with a second hit. And it's the second hit that can have the effect on you. And here we go right now. We're in this second lockdown and it's like it's different. We didn't expect it. This is strict. This is long. I looked it up, 188 days in lockdown. Over half of our year has been spent in lockdown. And we've been forced and pressed to form new habits and new rhythms in our life. We've become accustomed to a strange new normal. Now, we know it's in our head, we understand this is COVID normal. This isn't normal. But you know what? For all good intents, in our life, it just becomes normal. Things like, and we start to do these things. We start to stay in. We're staying in. We're ordering in. I had to go get something from the shops the other day, and I'm like, the first thought came to my mind and went, I wonder if I could order that in. I just get them to deliver it to me. I don't need to go to the shops. What is wrong with me? I mean, this is a person who gets half her exercise wandering around the shops. So I don't need to go to the gym so much. I just need to go to the shops. But, you know, we start staying in, ordering in, staying away, disconnecting, becoming insular and isolated, creating new routines, living within new limitations, distrusting even some of the most familiar aspects of our life, wary of people, not touching, not looking, not doing anything that's not comfortable. We only do the comfortable things and we only do it when it's comfortable. The evolution of the lounge suit. Anyone ever heard about the lounge? I didn't even know there was a lounge suit until I went to donate blood during the lockdown time. And I had ordered a couple of sets of like, you know, wind cheaters and track pants because I was inside and I was like, it was winter. And I'm like, okay, I'll get myself something comfortable. So I had a matching set. And I get in and I get in there and the nurse is chatting away to me and she's so lovely. And then she goes, oh, I love your lounge suit. And I'm like, I'm looking down seeing a wind cheater and track pants. She's looking at me asking, where did you get it? It's so lovely. Where did you get your lounge suit? You know what? We're in this place. We've adapted to a life that we never thought we'd ever live. We've adapted to this new way of living. And yes, it was, in a sense, it was a survival instinct. Yes, it was required. Yes, it was submitting to the authorities, which is biblical. Yes? Unless they cross God's line, it's biblical. It was the right thing to do in this season that we've been in. But now. But now. But now. Now is the time. Now is the time to begin to throw these things, some of these things off. Yes, we do it within the guidelines that we've been given, but we've got to take the whole thing. We've got to take a hold of it. When you're given some freedom, don't go halfway into that freedom. We need to decide that we're going to grab a hold of it and do it. Because you know what? If we don't, what'll happen is we will find ourselves living this small life, and the crazy thing is it'll be by our own choice. It'll be our own choice. It reminds me of a passage in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 11 to 13 in the Message Bible. And it's Paul addressing the church in Corinth. He could have been addressing the church in Victoria, but he's addressing the church in Corinth, and he's talking about all the trials that he's gone through. Anyone been through a trial lately? Yeah, he's talking about all the trials he's been through, and then he goes straight into writing these words to them from that. He says, Dear Corinthians, I can't tell you how much I long for you to enter this wide open, spacious life. We didn't fence you in. The smallness you feel comes from within you. Your lives aren't small, but you're living them in a small way. I'm speaking as plainly as I can and with great affection. I love this. Open up your eyes. Live openly and expansively. In other words, we've been through a challenging time. Yes, we're still coming through a challenging time. And we've been living according to the requirements and the rhythms of this world. But I want to encourage you now to begin to form for yourselves new rhythms. Begin to form for yourself rhythms for life. Rhythms that will be conducive to you living the fullness of the life that God has still got for you. See, that hasn't changed. 188 days does not a life make unless you're born during that time. But even that, you've still got the rest of your life ahead of you. And we don't want to stay in this place because we kind of got used to it. We got pressed into it and now it's become our comfort zone. We need to address the way that we think and the way that we see things. Romans 12, verse 2, what does it say? It says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know what? Our lives are made to bring glory to God. Our lives are here to declare the wonder of His will. Our lives are here to bring and draw people to God. Our lives, but it only will happen the way it's supposed to happen as we live our life fully for Jesus. As we live our life fully the way He created us to, you know what? That's what will lead to flourishing. That's what will lead to your life being grounded and growing the way it's supposed to. Because you have been created in the image of God. You know that, yeah? Nudge the person next to you and say, you've been created in the image of God. Absolutely. And you have been. And who is our God? Is our God a small God? Has He been made by hands of man? No, He is not. He is a large God. He is a glorious God. He is a fruitful God in everything that He does and everything that He touches. Now is the time to step out and continue moving forward. We may have had a season, but we're coming through just like we've come out of winter into summer. I want to encourage you, guess what? Today around Australia, maybe Melbourne's an exception right now, today. But the truth is, across Australia, an unprecedented heat wave is hitting our nation for this time of year. I want to tell you, we are moving into something that God is wanting us to step into and understand. It's time to rise up. We don't want to be slow in doing it. This is not the time for us to live small. We are created in the image of God. So don't allow fear to become your life coach. Don't let those 188 days of experience, don't let that become your life, the stamp upon your life that leads you. Don't let it set the rhythms of your life. Fear will cause you just to flow with the rhythms of this world. But God's Spirit is calling you to understand who you are and to build rhythms for life into your life. The rhythms of this world will leave you subject to emotions and circumstances and fears and insecurities and other people's opinions and so much more. Whereas the rhythms for life will set you up for all the promises God has for you. They will guide your feet in the dark times and they will keep you steady and grounded in the good times. You might say, isn't it the other way around? Doesn't God just keep you steady and grounded in the dark times and guide your feet in the good times? No, sometimes in the good times is when we lose our footing. Because it's like, oh, I can do whatever. Oh, the sun is out and we've lost our 5 kilometre radius, beach time. The whole weekend. Oh, I know we've got church, I'll do that some other time. You know what? God wants to set you up for a win. He wants to set your life into motion that's going to bring about the fullness of the promises he has for you. Another word for rhythms could be habits. Habits are regular patterns and responses we form towards things and peoples and situations in our lives. They form a current in our lives that move us towards a certain direction. You know, the dictionary actually says that habits are an acquired behavior pattern regularly followed until it has become almost involuntary. In other words, when we take the time to form the right habits, the right rhythms for life, they will into our lives, these are the things that will happen. They will lead us to where we want to go. They will lead us to where we want to go. The second thing is they actually reduce the stress in your life. Because there's so much stress is caused often in change because we're constantly having to make new decisions. We didn't have to make this decision before. Now we're having to make a decision and another decision. And I used to just be able to flow. You know what? A rhythm, a habit will actually allow you, will take the stress out of your life because now you come to a place where you've almost formed an automatic response within. And then what that does is then free up your mind, your emotions, your life to dream and think about the bigger things. Dream and think about the eternal things, the more important and larger aspects of your life. So it actually takes stress out of your life. Whereas the rhythms of this world are often unintentional. Anyone notice bad habits aren't usually by choice? They're usually things that happen unintentionally. Then that leaves us open to every wind and wave. You know, if you have a patch of soil, anyone had a patch of soil somewhere, anywhere, you've pulled out a great plant and you've got a patch of soil or maybe you've got a new one. Who knows? We all know that you do that. If you don't plant something good and wholesome in there, you know exactly what's going to happen. The weeds are going to come. The winds will blow. Things will just land in that soil. They'll just land in there and suddenly next thing you know, you'll have a patch of weeds. And you're like, but I had a good clean patch of soil here. I know I haven't put something in there yet, but how did this happen? Unintentional things. And it's the same with our lives. It's the same with the habits and the rhythms of our life. If you had a wholesome habit and this time, this season has pressed it out of your life during this COVID season, and then I would encourage you need to be replacing it with something healthy, with something wholesome, because otherwise unintentional rhythms will come and they will take a hold. And if you're not aware, you know what they're going to do? They're going to become like a silent undertow. Have you been to the beach lately? Maybe you have now. Once the 5 kilometre radius lifted, everyone was like, the beach! All of a sudden, that's for those of us who don't live near the beach. And it's like, but you go out there, if there's an undertow there, it'll quickly take you where you had no intention of going. I was only going a few feet out. The next thing I know, I'm like half a mile out to sea. All of a sudden, I'm like, I'm somewhere, I'm dragged along. I've done that before. You go out and it's like there's somebody on the beach that I'm with, a Shane or the kids or whatever, and I'm swimming and I'm playing around. The next thing you know, I'm like, I'm down here. And they're still over there. I'm like, what happened? Well, there was a silent undertow that I wasn't aware of. So what are some of the healthy rhythms for life that may have been pressed out of shape or maybe even completely smashed during this year? If you found any of these have broken down, I want to encourage you. To move forward, they need to be consciously rebuilt, reconstructed, healthy. They need to be rebuilt into your lives because Rhythms for Life are the channel that God sends life through to you. So here are a few. Fellowship, obvious one. Fellowship and connecting with others. Has that been smashed just a little through this season? Okay. Worship. Has it fallen by the wayside because there was no longer a live service, a regular moment set apart? And without realizing it, you didn't realize that you didn't have another regular time set apart to worship God. You didn't have a worship, live worship band. You didn't have your friends at the front alongside of you. You didn't have that. So fellowship and connecting with others, worship, being committed to church every Sunday. You know what? We can watch online anytime. And I'm speaking to us. I'm speaking to the people online. We're so glad that you are watching with us online. But I want to tell you, the problem with being able to watch online at any time once it's up there is after a while you start to fit it in whenever it's, you know, it's like, well, there's nothing good on television, so let's watch church service. I didn't get to see it on Sunday, I didn't watch it on Sunday. But I want to encourage us to begin to reform this habit within our lives. Make a decision that this is the day that the Lord has made. I will gather with the saints. I won't just watch a service remotely online if there's another option. If there's not another option, watch a service online. But if there's no other, if there's another option, let's get in here and make sure that we do this. Another one is serving the body. Serving the body. You know, sometimes it's easy to think because, oh, well, what I did was I made coffees, I greeted, whatever it was, I did these things during our service on a Sunday. We don't do that anymore. We don't have that available to us anymore. So I guess there's nothing for me to do. Guess what? The person next to you is still there, alive and breathing. They still need you. Yes? The body, you're still part of it. God is calling us to still serve the body. This is what God is calling us. There is still a need for you. Do not feel that you are now obsolete, not required, and you'll decide whether or not you'll get back into it again. Excuse me if this seems straight, but I just think, let's just talk straight, hey? Let's just be honest in this, because God is looking for us. He's called us like he always had and he always will. We are part of the body. He wants us to be active in it. What we're here for. How about some things that aren't directly related to your faith but would still impact on it and in life in general? How about sleeping patterns? Anyone notice your sleeping patterns changed? Suddenly you're up late, you're sleeping late because you don't need to get up and go to work anymore. Maybe you can work from home, maybe you're in that situation. Eating patterns, COVID kilos are a real thing. A glittery skirt covers many multitudes of sins. Exercise patterns, I repeat, COVID kilos are a real thing. We need to get back into it. These are all things that are vital to keep our life moving forward in the right direction. And they are all things that, if left to the rhythms of the world, will end up causing an undertow. They'll end up becoming, non-existent or inconsistent at best, and will cause an undertow that drags us away from the very things, the very life that we want. What does it say in Hebrews 10, verse 25? Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. It says that. Why? Do you think those people woke up in the morning and went, I'm not going to gather with the saints anymore. I don't think I'm going to need that. No, I'm just not going to. No, it's missed one. And then something else came up and they missed. There's somebody, a friend's wedding. Oh, somebody else has got a child. Oh, there's a child baptism. Oh, there's a work deal. And the next thing you know, they've got no habit at all. The habit has now changed according to the rhythms of the world. You know, maybe you're in this place and the thought of change sends shivers down your spine. Hello. I've learned to be very flexible as I live with my wonderful husband, who is very spontaneous, and we all love that about him. But I've got to tell you, my natural self, I'm not necessarily a person that loves to change all the time. I like routine. I like stability. I like all these things. So maybe you're like me and the thought of change sends a shiver down your spine. Maybe you're in this place and you're saying, I've had enough. I mean, haven't we all had enough? I don't want to change anymore. I've done enough. I've done like 188 days of changing and I don't think I want to change anymore. Well, if that is you and you're over making decisions, then this is the best decision that you could ever make. Because if you remember the reason, the definition of the word habit, the definition of the word habit is that it will eventually form something that's automatic in your life and you don't have to think about it anymore. Why is half the world in driving automatic cars? Because they don't want to have to think about the gear change in and out the roundabouts of Caroline Springs and wherever else. They just want to be able to just put their foot down and go. See, it's like jumping on board a train. When we make a decision that we're going to set some healthy habits and some good rhythms for life up in our lives, what it does is like jumping on board a train. You ever get on board a train? The biggest effort you have to make when you get on board a train is getting yourself to the station and buying the ticket and getting on the train, being there on time. That's it. You know, once you get on there, what it does is it affords you the ability to take a seat. It affords you the ability to relax. It affords you the ability of rest that you wouldn't have had you tried to walk or drive to your destination. But it allows you to relax. You know what? Making decisions to form good rhythms for life and healthy habits in your life, what it will do is it will allow you actually rest and ease in your life. The automatic life is just around the corner when you make this decision. The Pulitzer Prize winner and author of two books of effective habits, Charles Duhigg, says, everything we know about habits, from neurologists to organisational experts, is that any of them can be changed. Every habit, no matter how complex, is able to be reshaped. However, to modify a habit, you must decide to change it. You must consciously accept the work of identifying the habits and the routines that need changing and find alternatives. Once you understand that habits can change, you have the freedom and the responsibility to remake them. So I'm going to go quickly. How do the experts say we should do it? Firstly, they say we need to decide that habits need to change. Hello, small but important starting point. Make a decision. The second one is choose what you want them to be replaced by. Remember the patch of soil. It needs to be replaced by something or else it will creep back in. The third one is practice how you want to respond. In other words, practice makes perfect. Begin to practice it. Begin to work on it. And finally, have a support group or role models around you to help reinforce the new habit and encourage you that in your own ability to change this. You know, sometimes we just need someone to go, you can do this, when we're feeling like the habit's getting on top of us. They're just like, they're right alongside you. So what tools does God give us to help with these steps? Firstly is prayer. So if we're trying to decide what habits that need to be changed and you're not really sure, ask God. Hello. Just ask God. Prayer is there. Ask Him what rhythms of life need to be built or rebuilt into your world. The second one is the Word. Find a scripture that supports the rhythm for life that you're looking to rebuild. Put it up on your mirror and in the middle of your steering wheel. It could be put it up behind your toilet door. Wherever you can actually take a moment to read it and maybe even read it out loud, so you're not only seeing it with your eyes, but you're speaking it and then you're hearing it. Reinforce it into yourself. Praying in the Spirit. If you can pray in tongues, pray in tongues. That's available to anyone and everyone through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. See, because self-discipline is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So praying in tongues builds that up. And the Holy Spirit Himself, I love this. He is here as our comforter, as our teacher, and our guide for life. So if you ask Him, He will help you to build rhythms for life into your daily routine. And add to that the church, the ultimate support group, the ultimate cheer squad, encouraging community, the place to be. And of course, Jesus Christ, because all of it stems from Him. I know that sounds obvious. Matthew 11, 28 to 30 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, I love how the Message Bible puts those last couple of verses. It says, walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Whenever we're wanting to build in the rhythms for life into our lives, Jesus is always the first step. Jesus is always the ultimate answer. Jesus is always the cornerstone, the foundation for our lives. He is the one that is the source of our lives. We have to choose Him first. Maybe you're in this place, or maybe you're watching us online and you haven't yet made a decision to ask Jesus into your heart to be your Lord, to be your Savior. You haven't asked Him yet to come into your world. You know what? He can forgive you of your past. He can give you a fresh start today. And if that is you today, I want to encourage you to ask Jesus to come into your heart. And in just a moment, I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray that prayer for the first time or another time if you feel that those undercurrents have taken you away. I want to encourage you to grab a hold of this moment. But right now, we're going to remember the fact that the rhythms for life are here. The rhythms for life are here for us. God wants to build them into your world. I want to encourage you, church, don't just let the currents of this world, don't let the currents and the ways of this world lead you away like an undertow. Don't let weariness come on top of you. Don't let fear press you and shape your life, making it into whatever it pleases. Instead, choose life, build rhythms for life. And because you know what? Jesus is here and he will help you if you ask him. The word is here to guide you if you will let it. The Holy Spirit will strengthen and enable you to do it. Just choose to make the decision today. So in just a minute, I just want to pray for you, but maybe you're in this place and you're saying, I haven't made that decision for Jesus. Or maybe you're watching us online and you're saying, I haven't made that decision, but I want to make that decision. I want that stability. I want the ability to choose. I want to have life flow into my life. Then if that's you, I'd love the opportunity to pray for you. You know, if you're watching on our Facebook platform, then just type into the comments, I want to ask Jesus into my life. If you're watching on our online platform, then just hit, there's a little button there just to the right-hand side of the screen. Just hit it. It's a raise hand button. Just hit that raise hand button. And then we can pray that prayer together. As we pray that prayer together, you know what? God's going to come into your heart. He's going to come into your life in a heartbeat and in that moment. So why don't we pray right now? Dear God, I thank you for being here today. I thank you for being with me. Thank you for showing me how much you love me. Dear Lord, I ask Jesus to come into my heart, to come into my life, to forgive me of my past and give me a fresh start today. Be my Lord, be my Savior, be my King and my friend. And help me to live a life that is pleasing and honouring of you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. That is so exciting. If you're in this place and you have made that decision, I encourage you, if somebody has brought you here today, make sure that you tell them that you made that decision today. If you've done it on our online platform, encourage you, make sure you've typed that into the comments on Facebook or to hit that little raised hand because one of our team will connect with you. We want to help you on this journey that you've begun. It's an amazing journey and we just want to help you in it. But church, I just want to pray for you today. If maybe you're in this place and you're saying, I need to make some changes in my life. I need to choose some rhythms for life. Maybe you've let some things go past. Then let me pray for you today. Father God, I thank you so much for your word, Lord God, which brings clarity and understanding to our hearts, Lord God. It brings light to our hearts. And so, Father, even as you've spoken to us today, Lord God, and you've challenged us, Lord God, to have a little look at our lives and the rhythms of our lives, Lord God, to see how they are as we've come out of this season. Lord, I just pray, Father, that you would show to us the things that need to be changed in our lives, Lord God. And Father, as you show them to us, Lord God, I pray, Father God, for every heart to be open, to receive your direction, Lord God, to receive your word to them, Lord God. And Father, this day we pray and ask, Lord, help us to change the things that need to be changed, Lord God, that our life, Father, might once again be strong in the rhythms for life, Lord God, that our life would lead us in our habits and our rhythms, Lord God, would lead us in the life that you have for us, Lord, that we might truly bring glory and honor to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, church, it's been so amazing to be with you. And for our online, those that are watching us online, I pray that you have an amazing, amazing week.